Hi, and thanks for listening to the Beauty Revealed podcast produced by C Squared Artistry, a brand for women multiplying character and confidence in their lives to reveal their true beauty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is a very special podcast episode because my mom is joining me, and she is joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Say hi, Mom.
Hi. Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, or evening.
Everyone listening to it. So, so very excited to have her on the podcast today. She was actually my very first podcast pilot test months ago, back in 2017. So we're excited to actually have her officially on the podcast today. You guys are in for a very special treat because she is a woman of faith. She's a woman of just great insight. She's really fun, down to earth, and she knows a lot. And she really just, has a lot to share when it comes to this particular topic. And so if you're already listening to the podcast, you may already know the topic because you've seen it. And it's about confidence. You know, here at C-Squared Artistry, our purpose is to help multiply character and confidence in the lives of women. And we do that by helping you to develop that character and that confidence in order for your true beauty to be revealed. And so today we're going to be talking about confidence. So Mom, why don't you kind of share a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can get to know you a little bit better.
Okay. So hi, everyone. Again, I am a wife of soon to be 35 years. I am a mother of four adult grown married daughters. And we have five birth grandchildren and two on the way. And we have three grandchildren by marriage. So that's just a little bit of who I am. Just love the Lord and love doing his work.
Cool. So, so my mom has been in ministry for a while. In a various seasons of life, serving with different churches, in marriage ministry particularly, but always, always taking time to encourage and mentor other women, be it younger women or just other married women. And so she has a lot of experience just sharing, when it comes to how to become a confident woman. So Mom, what's your story? What is your kind of your brief story of becoming the confident woman that you are today? Because a lot of people who know you and even who just, you know, see you online, they see this very beautiful, bold, courageous woman who is not afraid of wearing color, who's not afraid of rocking different hairstyles, who's very open when it comes to, you know, sharing her experiences and stories. What has that been like for you, that journey?
Well, you know, Candace, when you asked me if I could join you on the podcast, I really just started thinking, and I was like, Lord, there is just so much. And I think the first, funny enough, what jumped out at me this morning in my time of devotion was just the whole story of Gideon. Gideon saying he was the least of the least tribe. And I thought about that, and I said, you know, I was raised in a family of seven siblings. I have an older sister and a younger sister. So I was that little sandwich sister. My dad died when I was 3 years old. I grew up hearing my older sister would call me, she would say I was ugly. She would refer to me as looking like my paternal grandmother, whom at that time, I didn't know a whole lot about my paternal grandmother. I just saw her as an ugly person, just not only outwardly, but because of things I've heard of how she treated my mom after my dad died. So I saw her as an ugly character. So when I was associated with her, made reference to her, I did not feel confident. I was an ugly duckling. And so, you know what? I accepted it. I accepted that's who I was. And so I did not try to compete. I did not try to put myself in the shoe of my older, younger sister. I just said, okay, that's where I was. And believe it or not, I was comfortable in that place. I think I began to gain my confidence in spending summer vacation with my grandmother in the country. My two sisters did not like coming to the country. So in that place, I found me. I got affirmation from my grandmother and who I was. I ran with the boys. I climbed trees. I began to develop in strength. I didn't know it at that time that's what was happening, but I began to develop in strength and character as to who I was, aside from what other people said about me. Fast forward, you know, got married, mom, all of that. And I think about 22 years ago, I moved to the state of Georgia. And I think that's where I began to really gain my confidence, being around other women of faith who just, I just, you know, people started telling me I was beautiful. And I was like, what are they talking about? Are they looking at the same person? You know, and I got that affirmation from other women. I started, I was mentored by my awesome, awesome, awesome friend, sister, Raina McClurkin, who just, she didn't realize she was putting me under her wings, but she did. And there are so many other women I can just say, just really spoke into my life in terms of affirming who I was. And I think that's where my confidence really began to take branches and began to bear fruit.
Yeah. No, that sounds great. I think you said a couple of things that I want to kind of highlight. Is that started to, you know, hear from your sibling, just, you know, those negative words about you being ugly and unattractive and the way that you, the person that she was kind of connecting you with, it wasn't just the look of the person, it was the character. And I think that, you know, sometimes our confidence, we think it's just external beauty, but the truth of the matter is, it really is a character aspect as well that we have to consider. And when you began to go away for those summers and spend time alone, away from those words of negativity, and you spent time, you know, just figuring out life for yourself and figuring out what you liked. And even though it was a little bit different, things like that, a little bit out of your regular environment, you were able to begin to discover more of who you were. And I think sometimes we're so deeply ingrained in our environment that we don't take time to step away. We don't take time to say, okay, let me allow God to reveal my beauty outside of my usual environment, because there's so many things that are convoluting the voice of God to show you who you are. And when I say that, I don't mean you have to go out into, you know, the wilderness or go out and do a backpacking trip across Europe. But honestly, sometimes it's a simple thing as just going and getting a cup of coffee by yourself, or going and taking, you know, a dance class, or going for a hike. You know, doing something different and being in a different environment. And so I think that's great that you have that opportunity, because you began to develop into who you are now, because you were out, you stepped away from that environment. The second thing that you mentioned I thought was really great also is that, you know, when you moved to Georgia and you began to get around other like-minded women, and those women affirmed you. And we don't do that enough. I wrote a blog post years ago on the C-Squared Artistry blog just about affirmation and about how to accept a compliment. So many of us don't even know as women how to accept a compliment. You know, where we shy away because we ourselves don't believe those things. And so when someone else says, oh my gosh, you look so beautiful today, or you know, your outfit is amazing, or what have you, we either downplay it, or we say, oh girl, I just, you know, this is nothing, or I bought this for, you know, $2 or whatever. We kind of, we make excuses, or, we then feel like we were obligated to return the compliment, things like that. So I think it's important that we continue in a space of encouraging one another as women and seeing those beautiful things about each other, because if we're not saying it to ourselves and other people are encouraging us, oh my goodness, then take the compliment, you know, receive it, build up that confidence bank, if you will. There's nothing wrong with receiving from other people. And then the third thing you said that, of course, I am in total agreement with is just your relationship and friendship with Auntie Raina, who now is an aunt to me. But she not only was a mentor and is a great friend now for you, but over the course of those years, she has become a mentor for me. And there's something about confidence that leads to legacy. You know, I mm-hmm. have become the woman I am now because of who you are. And, mm-hmm. You know, relationships over time, mother-daughter relationships are not perfect. Everybody isn't yeah. a best friend with their mother or what have you, but we have a good relationship, a healthy relationship. And there's so many things that are caught rather than taught. And I think there's a lot of things that I caught from seeing you. There are things that I caught from observing your relationship with Auntie Raina. There are things that I caught from just, you know, when it comes to style and being bold and, you know, we shaved our heads, we've locked, we've colored, we've done so many things. And I think what's neat is that we've both married men who are like, you know what, I'm not with you just for your looks. There are a lot of men that would not would right. not go for the hairstyles that we have experimented with over the years. I remember when you got your first high top back in the right. early 90s when we lived in New York. And it's just like, okay, cool. Like, dad is cool. Like, he may not love all of your hairstyles, but he's cool with it because he just knows that you're happy and right. he's not looking to those external things, you know, to love you. And the same thing goes with my husband, you know? So I just appreciate that. And of course, when it comes to a spiritual aspect, there's so much confidence that I've gained from observing you. And so confidence is legacy. It really does trickle on. And I pray that I'm doing that for our daughter, that she'll do that for hers and so on and so forth. So right. can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you see as you mentor other women, things that they're struggling with when it comes to confidence?
I think one of the things is people really finding what their voice is and where to express their voice.
And Mom, I'm gonna interrupt you for just a second. You're sounding a little bit further out now. I don't know what happened there.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Okay. I was saying that one of the things that I find in mentoring women, both single and soon to be married as well as married women, is just understanding, finding their identity, finding who they are and being comfortable with who they are. Like I said to you before, when it was spoken into me that I was ugly, I accepted that. I did not fight the fact that, okay, this is what you think, and I did not struggle with it. I was confident in I'm going to be the best ugly that I am, you know? And I think sometimes when we have other people around us speaking volumes in our ears, we need to, like you said, Candace, and I have to clarify, this was my maternal grandmother that I had the opportunity, awesome woman of God, to spend time with. But I realized that women seem to tend to look at other people and think, oh, wow, she's strong, she's beautiful, she's all of this. And yes, they might be that on the outside, but you don't see what the making is, what it took to bring them to that standard that they are now. And sometimes it takes going through the fire of life, going through the things that would test us. And I think the resolve that we have to come out with is understanding I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, right? If you don't have anybody in your family, find somebody else that can become a sister. Find somebody who can become a friend. And anything that you learn, once you have received some knowledge, find somebody that you can impart it in. So in the position of being a mentee, find someone to mentor. And when we do that, we will begin to develop, because I'm telling you, who I am is based on what was poured into me. And what was poured into me, I have to then pour it out, because other than that, I become obese, I become lazy. So when you eat, you've got to make sure you exercise or you'll become fat and lazy.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I think a lot of times we don't realize what we know and how much we've maybe grown and how much we can give until you begin to mentor, until you begin to, you know, share it with other people. And a lot of us probably, you know, don't think we have a lot to give, but we do. We do. You have so much to give, ladies. And so my prayer and encouragement to you today is just that you take the time to take some time alone and to really reflect on who you are and your identity, and you know, asking God to really show you those special things about you that make you unique, that can build your confidence, build your identity and your faith and trust in Him, and that you can share those things with others and express those things with others, and, you know, in turn make that confidence complete, if you will. So that is it for today's episode, you guys. I'm so glad you listened in. And thank you so much, Mommy, for joining the podcast. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And if I could just, one of the scriptures that really encourages me is Joshua 1:9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or dismayed or intimidated, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Amen. All right, guys. Well, if you have not already subscribed to this podcast, be sure to do so today. You don't want to miss any of our upcoming episodes. They are going to be on fire, just amazing podcasts, interviews, and content. So don't miss it. And be sure to visit the C-Squared Artistry website to pick up your latest t-shirt and tank tops. And check us out on Instagram at C-Squared Art. All right. Bye-bye.